Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. So on today's show, I have Dr. James Cruz. Good morning, Dr. Cruz.
Good morning, y'all.
How are you today?
Very good.
So for those of you that may not know, Dr. Cruz is the Chief Medical Officer for our Way Memorial Community Health Centers, and you have been with us for 8 years, correct?
Yes, I've been here for 8 years. It's really starting to feel like home.
I know, and you're not going anywhere.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
And we just had that conversation before, so we're so happy to have you with us. But could you imagine because you've been a medical doctor for longer than 8 years, but in your career that you would ever experience a pandemic?
No, I cannot imagine that we would be where we are right now and wouldn't have imagined that I would be managing a pandemic response.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because you have been, one of our team leaders, along with Dr. McVeigh, Jim Pettinato at the hospital, many other key people, which I don't want to leave out anyone within our community, who have been on top of this since day one. And I think, thank you for that. I mean, really, because I think our community, like many communities, we're all overwhelmed. We there's so much data out there. And, COVID has been with us for almost 2 years already.
Yes. We had the first case in Pennsylvania diagnosed at one of our offices. And I started from day one then managing our COVID response for the community health center.
Right, right. And so that, which is so important. And, looking in the past 2 years, we know so much more about COVID now than we did.
Yes, we have learned so much of the past 2 years. I know it's sometimes frustrating that, guidance change. We're saying one thing, people feel like we're saying something else 2 months later, but that's because the data changes. It's an incredible feat of science, the amount of investigation in this that's occurred. We've learned so much in the past almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing it's important to remember is even though we do have a lot of scientific research going on in this, sometimes time takes time, and it takes 2 years to get to your data.
Right. And on today's show, we're going to talk about, COVID treatments now, but really the best, I wouldn't say treatment, but prevention for COVID is the vaccine still, correct?
Absolutely. Vaccination is the most important thing. And I will point out that really these are the most studied vaccines in history, both in their clinical trials and in the trials afterward. And billions of people worldwide now have received the vaccine. So mm-hmm. we know exactly what the vaccines do and that they are very safe.
Right, right. And they definitely, reduce people getting COVID. But when people do still get COVID from being vaccinated, their symptoms are more mild.
Yes, it definitely, we are seeing breakthrough infections in folks that are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But they're much less likely to be hospitalized and certainly much less likely to die if you're vaccinated.
Correct, correct. So let's talk about, another reason why we're talking today too is to kind of inform people what to look for when their symptoms are severe enough to come to the emergency room, because the hospital is becoming inundated with too many people in the emergency rooms that may not need to be there, but they should be contacting their primary care doctor, correct?
Yes. The ER and the hospital are overwhelmed. The number of COVID patients they're dealing with has impacted care of other patients, slowing down timely care for other conditions. So if you need to go to the emergency room, we want you to go. But if you don't need to, we really don't need you there. And I think the things to really focus on for if you need to go to the emergency room is obviously shortness of breath is the number one thing. If you have shortness of breath going upstairs, it's pretty normal with COVID. Shortness of breath doing light household chores, that's normal. We start getting concerned if you're short of breath just walking from room to room. Definitely concerned if you're short of breath at rest or have trouble walking from room to room, then you need to go to the emergency room or call 911. But if you're not that bad, then you can certainly should first reach out to your primary care doctor and have them kind of guide your care and therapy.
Right.
Other things you were really are assigned to go to the emergency room for COVID is new onset chest pain or leg pain and swelling, because blood clots both to the leg and to the lung are very common with COVID. So okay. Those are one of the complications to really look for.
Right, right. And then, you know, some individuals that may have lung issues like COPD, they may be on oxygen, or some people, we talked about that right before we started recording, a pulse ox. Can you explain that?
Okay, so a lot of people do have pulse oxes at home nowadays to check their oxygen. Maybe, you know, maybe because grandma had one and now they have it, or whatever reason. If you have a pulse ox, that's probably the best way to monitor your respiratory status. And pulse ox above 93% is okay. Between 90 and 93, we certainly start getting concerned that you're progressing to severe illness. And less than 90 is go to the emergency room.
Okay.
Now, folks already on oxygen or already run low, I think we'd be looking for more than a 4 or 5 point drop in their typical pulse ox. Mm-hmm. And if they're on oxygen, having to increase their oxygen is a sign that they at least need to call their doctor and probably need to go to the emergency room.
Correct, correct. Okay. So that's great information for our listeners with maybe to the point of severe, you know, symptoms of COVID or something else medically, mm-hmm. that needs to be treated. Individuals that may get COVID but may have mild to moderate symptoms, there is a treatment out now, and it's been out, is called Regeneron.
Yes, the Regeneron is a combination of two monoclonal antibodies. They basically found antibodies that really bound to COVID very effectively and blocked it from entering cells, bound to the spike protein, and they replicate these antibodies and give you an antibody infusion or a subcutaneous injection of them.
So, you know, for those of people listening, right, there is a specific time frame when people can receive Regeneron, right? You know, and symptoms, we talked about mild to moderate. So can you give us some examples like when this would be given?
Well, first of all, in the studies on the monoclonal antibodies, they found that if given in the first 7 days of symptoms in people that were at high risk of progressing to severe COVID, but not yet having severe COVID, that it really reduced the risk of hospitalization by 70%. And I think it really reduced the risk of death between 50 to 70%.
Right.
Now, if folks were very severe COVID, then it actually can worsen them. So mm-hmm. A person who's hospitalized with COVID is not eligible for it. It could actually worsen them if you're bad enough to need to be hospitalized.
Right, so.
So it, mm-hmm. it can be given up to 10 days after onset of symptoms, but preferably within the first 7 days.
Right.
You don't have to have significant symptoms. Symptoms could be mild, but if you're at risk for developing mm-hmm. severe COVID, then that's when we give you the treatment.
Right. And this treatment can be used for individuals who are vaccinated and unvaccinated.
Yes, for vaccinated and unvaccinated. Now, remember, most vaccinated don't progress to severe COVID. But if you are really high risk, you know, older age, COPD, cancer treatment, stuff like that, even in the right. vaccinated, I recommend treatment.
Right. Now, this is also approved, and it's not FDA final approval, it's for emergency use, right?
Yeah. Yes, this is emergency use. And I kind of like to point that out to people. Some people say, oh, well, I don't need to get the vaccine because there's treatments. Well, the vaccines are no longer experimental. They've been studied in, you know, millions of people, billions worldwide have received it. This still is an experimental medication. It has been studied, but like their trial had 4,000 patients instead of 45, like, you know, the vaccines did. But it does appear to be pretty safe. The main side effects or risk from it are allergic reactions. There are a fairly high rate of allergic reactions to monoclonal antibodies, and the possibility of it worsening if you're developing more severe COVID, something called the cytokine storm. If you're in that, it can actually worsen it. So you do have to find the right patient for it. That person's not too severe,
right.
but could become very severe.
Right. And that's why it's important to know your own body, to understand when your symptoms started, because mm-hmm. those are the questions that your physician's going to ask you. You know, when did you start noticing the symptoms? You know, how are you feeling? And having a good rapport with your primary care provider is so important. nowadays, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And your primary care provider would be the one who would order this, correct, typically.
Okay.
But the criteria for, let's go over the criteria just a little bit. A lot of folks qualify for it.
Okay.
Adults who are overweight, most adults who are overweight qualify, but you know, you may not need it. It's according to your other health conditions. Certainly, folks with chronic kidney disease, diabetes, on any kind of immunosuppressive treatment, like for rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, heart disease, lung disease. There's a lot of those sort of illnesses, as well as pregnancy. It is recommended for pregnant women. It hasn't been studied a lot in pregnant women, but we know pregnancy really is a high risk time for COVID,
right,
both for premature birth, fetal death, and maternal complications, blood clots, and even maternal death. So we certainly see a lot of complications in pregnancy. We encourage people to get the vaccine if they're thinking about getting pregnant, or even if they are pregnant. Everyone recommends, you know, all the major organizations recommend vaccination,
right,
but you can use monoclonal antibodies in pregnant women also.
Right, right. But, you know, here we have, you know, the vaccines versus a treatment. Vaccine is really designed for prevention and definitely, if someone does get COVID, reduce the symptoms or the severity of it. You know,
yes.
Regeneron is just a treatment.
It's just
It's not a cure.
Not a cure.
And that's what really, you know, it's out there for individuals if they need it. And there's two ways to administer this, right? Through IV,
right,
and or what we call sub-Q or injection under the skin, correct?
Yes, either through IV or sub-Q injection. The sub-Q injection looks pretty good. It's just not quite as much data on the IV.
Okay.
So still the a lot of the recommendations are try IV first. If not, do sub-Q. But if it's going to delay your ability to get it, or if it's going to mean we're not going to be able to give as many folks the monoclonal antibody as should have it, then they recommend switching to sub-Q injections.
Right, right. And we have that availability. So, you know, just kind of wrapping up. We have urgent care. We have the Lake Region Urgent Care, which is on Route 6, right down by the Walmart, that area,
yeah,
down there, right? Which individuals can use in place of an emergency department, correct?
Yes. And if you don't think you're sick enough to go to the emergency room, but you do need care after hours or weekends, we'd really encourage folks to use that. Or our urgent care in Hamline, it's not quite as much of an urgent care, like, but is available for walk-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those really are the best place to go if you're not sick enough to go to the emergency room but need care.
Right. And like if it's on the weekend or your primary care is not provider is available, that would be a place to go.
Yes.
But emergency room, emergency departments are exactly that name for an emergency.
Yes. And, you know, they are being a little overwhelmed. Probably the wait's pretty long there, according to when you go. So
I will say, you know, my office is across the street from the hospital, and oftentimes we have to go to the mail room, and we go through the ED department. In the last 2 or 3 months, during the day, we have so many people sitting there waiting. And we do know that many of them are COVID-related issues where, again, we are encouraging those individuals who have mild to moderate symptoms. That's the real part.
Yes.
It's not the severity, to really reach out to the primary care doctors.
Because yes,
you guys are open during the day.
We're open. We're open. We're available. We can take care of a lot of stuff.
Right, because you have often sick visits available for individuals, or you can talk to somebody over the phone and, you know, get them a COVID test, which is right out here in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'd rather handle this over the phone than
right.
you wait and get too sick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's really important. Any last-minute recommendations for our listeners?
Well, like I always harp on, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our rates right now are the highest of the entire pandemic. We really are seeing illness in 30, 40, 50-year-olds
right.
being admitted, even death in younger patients. So get your vaccine, And really, we should all be wearing masks now.
Right.
This is as bad as it's
mm-hmm,
been.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to masking.
Right. And you know, when this all started too, hand washing. You know, washing your hands, continue
mm-hmm.
to use the hand sanitizers. You know, continue to wear your masks. Again, you're just getting protected because it's also flu season. You don't, maybe you not get COVID, but you can still get the flu. And that can be just as dangerous.
Yes.
And so that, get your flu shot too.
Get your flu shot. Stay safe this holiday season.
Yes. And again, yes. So Dr. Kuz, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm sure we can talk for another 15, 20, 30 minutes on this subject. So I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay. Thank you. You too. And happy holidays to all of our listeners.
Yes, and again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays.